Sure. KHI broadcast of the Cubs game against Lake Creek is made possible by the Burnham Sports Friends. The pregame is brought to you by K&H Portable Toilet, Modern Air Solution, Blue Water Well Service, Computer Helpers, Plan North Architectural, Apple Ford, Greenspan Profiles, J&J Packing, Woodson Lumber Company, Wellman Interest Agency, Citizen State Bank, BBR Materials, Dynamic Drains Plumbing and Draining Experts, Brenham National Bank, CDM Pipe and Steel, Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation, Glenn College, Kelly Toyota, Branded Graphics, ATD, Poly Construction, and TNA Services. We'll go out to the field and your hosts, Doug Brown and Tommy Laney, after these words from our sponsor.
K&H Portable Toilets, celebrating over 40 years of bringing clean, convenient, portable, self-contained toilets to Washington and the surrounding areas, festivals, fairs, concerts, and other special events, as well as your commercial, residential, or industrial work sites. Call K&H Portable Toilets at 836-0552 or stop by 1201 Highway 105 in Brenham for your next special event or work site. Join K&H Portable Toilets in supporting the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes this baseball and softball season.
Almost every child in Washington County dreams of being one of Brenham baseball or softball legends. Collier Construction, along with parents, teachers, administration, and coaches, are proud of the young men and women and are here to support our youth of Washington County. Let's teach our kids the value of setting a goal and achieving it. Collier Construction in Brenham is looking forward to this year's baseball and softball season. Collier Construction, building for Brenham's future.
For quality water well pump repairs and installation, call Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They have over 30 years of experience and can get your water flowing again. Bilski works on all brands of water well pumps and tanks. Plus, they can improve your water's taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Get the best water out of your well. Call Bilski's Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job is too small. Bilski's Water Well Service also offers trenching services. Call Steve Bilski at Bilski Water Well Service for a free estimate.
Your home is probably your most valuable asset, and it's filled with many things that are important to you. That's why having good insurance at a price you can afford is so important. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's our goal, not just for this year or next year, but for many, many years to come. We value the relationships we develop with our clients, finding them the best homeowners insurance at the lowest price. As an independent insurance agency, we work for you, and we want your business. For a location nearest you, visit WellmanInsurance.com.
All right, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and we welcome you out here to Fireman's Park on a gorgeous night for some baseball action. Doug Brown with you in the press box high above Brenham's most famous ballpark. And tonight, the Brenham Cubs get to take on the Lake Creek Lions. Game two of this two-game series in District 17-5A. Cubs coming up with a big 9-3 road win in Lake Creek on Tuesday night. And now Lake Creek trying to bounce back and avenge that loss. Cubs trying to just keep their record at a perfect 4-0 going into they keep going through the district competition here. And field work being done, and we're joined by my partner TL, Tommy Lange, and
Hey, Doug, I'm sorry about that. I ran a little late. Ran into a lot of people that you know that are here this evening, but had to go down there and talk to Coach Schramm, with him being a former Brenham Cub and all of this, and talk to him about his son in the lineup. And,
okay, we were
laughed a little bit. Laughed a little bit about that.
Okay.
When I said, "Can your son play?" and he said, "Which one?" I love it. That's confidence, and I love that. But anyway, just a great evening, and there's some Brenham folks down here that are sitting on the Montgomery side, and
they Lake Creek.
Yes, they have grandchildren that are playing for Lake Creek.
So. Oh, okay.
That's how all of that works. So,
all right.
You know, it's all good. It's a great evening. You know, the Cubs are playing really well right now. And, you know, we'll see what happens.
Exactly. We got a lot to come here on the pregame show. And we're going to send you back to the studio. Let's hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Texas weather is unpredictable. Make sure your heating and cooling unit will work properly when you need it most. Modern Air Solutions, your locally owned heating and cooling technicians, specializes in the sales and installation of energy-efficient heating and cooling systems, but they can also service any problems with an existing unit. Call Modern Air Solutions at 979-451-5004. That number is 979-451-5004. Modern Air Solutions, honest work with always a fair price. Financing available. License number TACLA 74166E.
Some things you just take personally. Your finances are exactly those types of things. At Brenham National Bank, we do things the right way when it comes to taking care of you. Why? Because we take things personally, too. If you want a banker that cares about knowing your name and your goals, come see us. From your first savings account to growing your business, at Brenham National Bank, you are more than an account number. You are a neighbor, and we take that personal. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. J&J Packing is a proud sponsor of the Washington County area sporting events. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire, Texas.
When contractors, suburban farmers, and do-it-yourselfers need metal products and tools, they all go to the same place, DDM Pipe and Steel. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Pipe and Steel stocks everything you might need for your metal building project. From metal roofs to angle iron to pipe fences, tubing, and welding supplies, you'll find it all in person or online at ddmbuildings.com. DDM's experienced staff are happy to answer any questions you have and make sure you get the right parts for your job. DDM Pipe and Steel. Personal attention for your next project.
And we come back here at Fireman's Park, and Brenham Cub is getting set to take on Lake Creek here tonight in his District 17 5A game. And Lake Creek enters this one tonight. They're 8-10 so far in the season, 2-1 in district play. Meanwhile, the Cubs 12-8-1, and they are 3-0 in district. And right now, the Cubs off to one of the best starts they've had in quite a while in district play.
No doubt about it, Doug. You brought up a great point. The Cubs, the big key was, the big sweep over College Station last week. The Cubs played very, very well. Had a few minor mistakes out in the field, but College Station just did not play well, and the Cubs took advantage of it. And in a baseball game, that's what you have to do. If the other team makes mistakes, you take advantage of the mistakes, and you move on to the next day. So
yeah, and then the Cubs getting the win. We were at the girls' game, so we didn't get to see it, but Cubs got the win over Lake Creek on Tuesday night. And so now Lake Creek trying to see if they can return the favor and try to get a win here on the Cubs' home turf after the Cubs won one on their turf.
Oh, and that's the thing of it is, being a former Brenham boy, a Brenham baseball player that now coaches at Lake Creek, Jeremy Schramm, and we've talked about that in the years past. Jeremy's a fine young man, and, there's nothing better that he would love to do than spoil the Cubs here at Fireman's Park. But it's going to be a great evening of baseball. Beautiful day. Little breeze out of the southwest. But, other than that, great day.
Absolutely. We're looking forward to it. And we got more to come here on the pregame. But let's send you first back to the studios. Here another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Plant North Architectural Company in Brenham offers a wide range of architectural services, including construction documentation, consultation, concept design, master planning, interior design, city permitting, program management, and construction administration. Plant North, the architectural company passionate about creating spaces that are beautiful and functional. Plant North Architectural Company proudly supports the Brenham Independent School District's athletic program. They hope you'll join them in showing support for the Brenham Cubs baseball and Cubs softball teams this season.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school can receive up to $2,250 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
BVR Materials would like to wish the Cub and Cubettes, along with the Blinn Bucks and Lady Bucks, a successful baseball and softball season. BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Just call 979-530-5476. That's 979-530-5476.
If you have unwanted guests in your home, T&A Pest Control can help. T&A Pest Control Services is locally owned and operated in Brenham. They provide you with their brand name products and give you the best quality service they have to offer. Give them a call today for a free quote and let them help you get on your way to a pest management plan that works for you. At T&A Services, their number is 979-203-7632 or for Espanol, 979-661-2524.
As we come back here, as we're getting ready for baseball tonight, also, we're going to keep you up to date on some softball action as the Brenham Cubettes are taking on A&M Consolidated on the road tonight. And let me do a quick check in on that and see. And well, looks like right now it is at the top of the fifth. A&M Consolidated winning that one 5-1. And let's see, looks like Kylie Baker drove in Leighton Davis with the only run of the game so far. And so Cubettes still got some outs to play with, but need to do a little hurry up and get back into that one. Because you'd hate to lose that one, especially when you got Lake Creek coming up on Tuesday night.
And we know what that is, and you and I talked about that the other evening. I tell you what, Lake Creek, with their softball program, they have an outstanding program, and they're doing all the right things over there because, you know, as they go along, they have great players this year, but next year, guess what? They're going to have more good players again. So they've got a great program. They're doing a great job. And their baseball program, they do a good job.
And it seems like every year in softball, they are contenders for the state title.
We remember, you and I remember the all-world pitcher who's now at the University of Florida.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you what, here the following year after she graduates, they go back and win it all again.
Yep.
So congratulations. Great job.
Yep. And we will see them coming up Tuesday night. We will be in at Lake Creek for that one with Lake Creek and the Cubettes. Meanwhile, we're going to take another break. When we come back, we'll take a look at our starting lineups. But first, let's send you back to the studios near another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Well, so you got leaky pipes, clogged drains, or maybe an emergency plumbing situation. We've all been there. Dynamic Drains Plumbing and Drain Experts is here. Dynamic Drains is the leading professional plumbing team in Brenham, College Station, and Bryan. Y'all, they're equipped with the latest in technological plumbing tools. Dynamic Drains stands behind their workmanship for 2 years. See their complete service list on their website, DynamicDrainsTX.com, and check out their YouTube channel at Dynamic Drains Plumbing and Drain Experts for all kinds of helpful videos and tips. Master Plumber's License number 40546.
Greenspan Insulated Panels is proud to be cheering on the Blinn Bucks, Brenham Cubs, and Cubettes all season long. When local businesses need reliable, energy-efficient building solutions, they trust Greenspan Insulated Panels. From insulated panel installations at Bluebell Creameries, Brianna Salad Dressing, Country Boy Sausage, and HEB, Greenspan helps keep Brenham businesses running strong, supporting their teams, supporting their community. Call 844-807-7400 today. Greenspan Insulated Panels. Built to perform, built to last, built right.
H-E-B in Brenham is here to make your Easter weekend a breeze. From the tasty starters, the main dish, the must-have sides, and the sweet treats, H-E-B has it all to make your Easter complete. And don't forget, H-E-B carries gift baskets, goodies, egg dyeing kits, toys, and cascarones, so you can get all your Easter essentials at one single store. Have no time? Order online and have your items delivered right to your car with curbside or right to your front door. H-E-B and Brenham, they're always here for you.
Spring is here, and that means it's time to cheer on the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes. Whether you're in the stands or around town, show your team spirit with custom sports apparel from Branded Graphics. From game day tees and hoodies to hats and fan gear, you can shop sports apparel online made right here by your hometown print shop. At Branded Graphics, they're proud to support Brenham Cubs baseball and Cubette softball, because supporting the teams means supporting the community. Gear up this season. Shop local. Shop BrandedGraphics.com.
All right, as we come back here, time now for the starting lineups. And the starting lineups are brought to you by TNA Services, locally owned and operated pest control company in Brenham, providing you with the best quality service and pest management plan that works for you. And give them a call for a free quote. For Lake Creek, it'll be Jackson Marshall, the center fielder, leading things off. It'll be followed by the first baseman, Jackson Schramm. Batting third will be the shortstop, Caleb Foster. Batting fourth, left fielder, Reed Newkirk. Batting fifth, the catcher, Luke Loggeman. Batting sixth will be the right fielder, Peyton Trummel. Batting seventh, designated hitter, Tanner Schultz. Batting eighth will be the third baseman, Colin Wiederholt. Batting ninth, the second baseman, Aiden Rossano. And doing the pitching will be Aiden Leeds. And meanwhile, for the Brenham Cubs, their starting lineup tonight. Leading off will be Dalton Hart playing shortstop. Batting second, the third baseman, Owen Finke. Batting third, right fielder, Drake Benke. Batting fourth, the center fielder, Ethan Aschenbeck. Batting fifth, first baseman, Luke Hardy. Batting sixth will be the left fielder, Blue Sinega. Batting seventh, the catcher, Brody Tucker. Batting eighth will be the pitcher, Brayton Steele. And batting ninth, the second baseman, Landry Mendoza. That's a look at your starting lineups. Back with more of the pregame after another 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Brenham Cup baseball and softball are in full swing, and those of us at Citizens State Bank are proud to cheer them on. We've been hitting your standards out of the park since 1925 with local service, trusted relationships, and a commitment to our hometown success. Because at Citizens State Bank, your hometown is our hometown too. Proud supporters of Brenham Cup baseball and softball. Citizens State Bank, local people, local decisions, member FDIC.
Are you looking for a new or pre-owned Toyota? Then look no further than Tegeler Toyota in Brenham. For over 30 years, Tegeler Toyota has been helping you go places. Come by and visit our friendly sales staff who can assist in finding which new Toyota car, truck, or SUV is right for you. Tegeler Toyota has also been there even after the sale with our award-winning service department. Tegeler Toyota, conveniently located at 1515 Highway 290 West in Brenham. Visit us online at TeglerToyota.com.
Need your PC repaired but hate to tear it down and haul it to the computer store? Those days are gone. If you call Computer Helpers, they offer remote repair services to fix all kinds of software issues. All you need is an internet connection, and Computer Helpers can log in and remotely fix and repair your Mac or PC. Just call the nerds at Computer Helpers at 979-836-6098. The nerds at Computer Helpers on Day Street in Brenham.
All right, and we're back here at Fireman's Park, where they're having an extended conversation between the two coaches and the three umpires working the game tonight as fans continue to file into the field here.
I like that comment you made, Doug. Huh? That is a lengthy conversation. I mean, yep. What all can they be talking about? They're probably asking how's everybody's family.
Oh, yep. Where they want to go eat after the game.
Yeah, exactly.
And it looks like we're ready for the opening intro. Good evening and welcome. And for that, we go up to our public address announcer, Ross Schrader.
For tonight's district game featuring the Lions of Lake Creek High School and the Brenham Cubs. Starting lineup for Lake Creek, Leading off the center fielder, number 12, Jackson Marshall. Batting second, the first baseman, number 7, Jackson Schramm. Batting third, the shortstop, number 19, Caleb Foster. Batting fourth, the left fielder, number 1, Reed Newkirk. Batting fifth, the catcher, number 11, Luke Logeman. Batting sixth, the right fielder, number 20, Peyton Trummel. Batting seventh, the designated hitter, number 23, Tanner Schultz. Batting eighth, the third baseman, number 3, Colin Wiederhold. And batting ninth, the second baseman, number 4, Aiden Rossano. The starting pitcher for the Lions is number 21, Aiden Light. Now the starting lineup for your Brown Cubs. Leading off the shortstop, number 2, Dalton Hart. Batting second, the third baseman, number 8, Owen Finke. Batting third, the right fielder, number 22, Drake Finke. Batting fourth, the center fielder, number 4, Ethan Aschenbeck. Batting fifth, the first baseman, number 19, Luke Hardy. Batting sixth, the left fielder, number 6, Blue Senega. Batting seventh, the left fielder, number batting seventh, the catcher, number 3, Brody Tucker. Batting eighth, the pitcher and designated hitter, number 12, Braden Steele. And batting ninth, the second baseman, number 9, Landry Mendoza. At this time, we ask you please rise to honor America for the playing of our national anthem.
For the first pitch, but that's going to bring an end to the pregame show. Let's send you back to the studios one more time and hear 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Do you need short or long-term care after an acute hospital stay or from home? Make Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation Center your choice for skilled nursing care. Their staff is ready to help guide you through physical, occupational, or speech therapy, as well as post-surgical rehabilitation, cardiac, stroke, pulmonary, wound care, and other services to get you back doing what you love. For more information, contact them today at 836-9770 or stop by 400 East Sales Street. Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation Center is here for your short and long-term care.
Apple Ford is proud to be sponsor of Brenham's finest baseball teams in the area. Yet Blinn Bucks Baseball, Blinn Lady Bucks Softball, Brenham Cub Baseball, and the Brenham Cubette Softball Teams. Apple Ford would like to wish everyone good luck to all who plays today. Stop by Apple Ford and meet one of our helpful team members to assist you with ordering your new dream vehicle that'll knock your expectations out of the park. Come on in today. Apple Ford on Highway 290 West in Brenham. You'll find Apple Ford is the smart choice.
Start preparing for warmer weather and keep your livestock cool with a new stock tank from Woodson Lumber. They have any size to fit your needs and budget. Woodson Lumber offers a wide range of treated fence posts, barbed wire, and field fence to suit any property size and keep your livestock secured and protected. With expert staff to guide you and high-quality products that cater to your specific needs, Woodson Lumber is your one-stop shop for everything you need to thrive in your farm or ranch. Come visit us today in Brenham, Caldwell, and Lexington.
right, as we get ready here, it's Jackson Marshall to lead it off against Braden Steele. And also it's time now for your game time weather update brought to you by Blinn College. With the state's highest academic transfer rate and low tuition fees, Blinn's a great choice for your future. To learn more, visit blinn.edu. And we got sunny skies here at the ballpark, 80 degrees right now. Sunset's scheduled for tonight at 7:37. And then we're going to get down to 61 degrees during the overnight hours under sunny skies. And tomorrow going to get up to 88 as the first pitch is fouled back right at straight up 7 o'clock. And winds, and that one, ground ball is short, hard up with it. Fires across to Hardy at first, and there's one away. And got a 12-mile-an-hour wind out there. And no precipitation expected in the forecast. That's your game time weather update brought to you by Blinn College. And now Jackson Schramm stepping up to the plate here. Left-hand batter, right-hand pitcher. He fouls that first pitch off.
And we will make it official, Doug. That is the coach's son.
Yeah. And that one little dribbler foul up the third base side.
Tell you what, Braden did a good job. He came in with an inside fastball and jammed him.
And so 0-2 count on Schramm. And strike three called. Schramm caught looking there, and that's two quick outs now for Braden Steele, and brings up Caleb Foster. Foster, the shortstop.
I hope Braden takes note of that.
Yeah.
It looked like it was on the outside corner. I thought it was a little bit low, but we will take the call third strike.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
And first pitch foul away by Foster. And Braden Steele on the mound. He's working tonight to Brody Tucker behind the plate. Right side of the infield, you got Luke Hardy at first and Landry Mendoza at second. Left side, Dalton Hart at short. Owen Finke at third. Into the outfield, you got Ethan Oshabecht in center, flanked and right by Drake Benke, and in left by Blue Sinega. 0-1 pitch. Swung on a miss. And 0-2.
We found out one thing early. Yeah. Lake Creek's not afraid to swing the bat.
No, they are not. And that one taking up high for a ball. It's 1-0. Or 1-2, rather, excuse me. And that one taking for a ball.
Oohs and ahs there from the Brenham faithful.
Yeah, some Brenham folks wanting a call there. 2-2 pitch and a shot to first. Hardy up with it. He's going to run to the bag. And that'll retire the side. So no runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left. Three up, three down. What a relief. Come to Brenham National Bank and get financial relief. They make banking fun. Member FDIC. We head to the bottom of the first. Lake Creek nothing. Brenham coming in to bat. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Mr. Windshield, here for all your auto glass needs. 2831 US 290 West in Brenham.
For good food fast, no place hops like Sonic. Sonic Drive-In, South Day Street in Brenham.
For your water well shed needs, visit easywellshed.com for more details.
Coach's Insurance Agency. Get yourself coached up on the insurance you need. Call 979-353-2033 in Brenham.
Keep your pets happy and healthy. Low-cost spay, neuter, and vaccines at Animal Friends of Washington County. Online at afvet.org.
Robert Service Station, Brenham's favorite full-service station on West Main for gas, tires, oil changes, and ice-cold drinks.
Subway, freshly sliced. Order online, on your phone app, or in person with three Subway locations in Brenham.
Where teens thrive, lead, and belong, the Boys and Girls Club believes in your greatness.
For a sweet job on your residential and commercial plumbing needs, call Plum Level. Techs you can trust to be on the level.
Texas Farm Credit, supporting rural communities and agriculture with reliable, consistent credit. credit and financial services today and tomorrow.
All right, as we come back, we head to the bottom of the first inning. And it'll be Dalton Hart, Owen Vinke, and Drake Benke to lead things off against Aiden Lights. Lights warming up, working to Luke Loggeman behind the plate, right side of the infield. You got Jackson Schramm at first, Aiden Rossano at second, left side of the infield. It is Caleb Foster at shortstop, Colin Wiederholt at third. Outfielders, Jackson Marshall in center, Reed Newkirk in left, and Peyton Trumbull in right. And we just got the final on the Cubhead game. And the news was not good. A&M consolidated, putting up six runs, and it ends up an 11-1 run rule.
Oh.
And that'll drop the Cubheads down to 2-3 in district with them going to Lake Creek on Tuesday night. And meanwhile, Dalton Hart to lead things off here. I gotta imagine that's probably going to be a long bus ride home.
I know Coach Roberts not extremely happy, but.
Yeah, first pitch to Hart is outside for a ball, 1-0.
You know, Doug, it goes back. We're at a baseball game here, but going back to the Cubettes for a second, we'll finish this.
Yeah, that went outside for a ball, 2-0.
The Cubettes started off with Montgomery over in Montgomery and just did not play a good ball game that night and got off to a bad start and didn't have a good game.
And Hart sends this one a high ball back deep and gone opposite field. Home run, Dalton Hart. He just got all of that one and went with the pitch. And Dalton Hart's just made the first run of the game. And the first run of the game is sponsored by Texas Farm Credit, supporting rural communities and agriculture with reliable, consistent credit and financial services. Today and tomorrow, focus on helping you grow. If you're considering purchasing a farm, ranch, rural real estate, or even a new home, consider Texas Farm Credit for your financing needs. And now that's going to bring up Owen Finke.
Tell you what, going back to Dalton's, he got a pitch that he liked on the outer part of the plate, went with it, and got it up in that wind, and it just carried even more.
And Finke lays down a bunt, and he's going to beat it out. He saw everybody was playing back, so he just sent that one down the third base line, and he's safe at first.
You brought it up before I did, Doug. I saw that. Owen noticed that. And Owen is a very, very good bunter. He laid down the perfect bunt down that third base line, and there's no way they're going to get him at first base.
And now Drake Benke to the plate. I think he takes his lead. And Benke sends this one.
That one might carry.
Back. Gone. Up and gone. Two-run homer, Drake Benke. And just like that, the Cubs have taken an early 3-0 lead over the Lake Creek Lions. Benke powering that out over the left center field fence. And now Ethan Aschenbeck is getting up, and still nobody out here. And umpire making sure everybody gets back in the dugout.
Great, great welcome there for Aiden Lights.
Yeah. And Aschenbeck stepping in here in the cleanup spot, playing center field tonight.
Center fielder number 4, Ethan Aschenbeck.
And Aschenbeck takes the first pitch down low for a ball. And that one taken for a strike, and it's 1-1. Ashenbeck, ground ball to short. And shortstop booted the ball, and he's going to be safe.
Had that one-handed grab. Charged the ball really well, Doug, but had that one-handed grab and tried to pick it up and had fumbleitis with it.
Yeah, and that will bring up Luke Hardy. And time called. Light's taking a little too long, and so Hardy going to step out on him.
Lagerman's face, Light's face four batters. And
outside of ball, 1-0 count.
And hadn't seen an out yet.
It's ready, and next pitch. And this one's going to be popped up. Right fielder coming in, and it could be trouble. And it's going to drop in for a hit, and Hardy is going to be safe at first. Kind of wonder if they might have lost that one in the sunshine.
I tell you what, he was parked under it, Doug. I think right now as we speak, the flags are blowing straight out, and I'm sure we're getting some gusty winds, and that ball was way up in the air, and it's going to move around a little bit up there on you.
And it is a hit for Hardy, so you got five men that have been up, and all of them have reached base so far, and now Blusinega trying to see if he can keep this hitting parade going. And they've already got a visit out to the mound for Lake Creek.
Coach Schramm's scratching his head and saying, we got to get an out here somewhere.
Burnham Cub left fielder number six, Blues, Nega.
And Sinega will step in here. Two teammates aboard, nobody out. Cubs leading it 3-0 as he squares away the bunt, pulls the bat back. Pitch from Lights was outside. It was 1-0. Squares away the bunt. Sinega lays a good one down. Throw to first. They do get him. But Sinega does his job, moves the runners over on out number one. Ashenbeck to third, Hardy to second. And now they'll bring up Brody Tucker.
Tell you what, another really good bunt there by Blue Sinega, Doug.
Pitcher, number 12, Brady. Catcher number three, Brody Tucker.
Runners second and third, one out. Infielders playing in. They'll try to cut that run. And Tucker takes down low for a ball, 1-0.
Doug, remind me the next time I see Brody to ask him about those psychedelic shoes.
Yeah.
That yellow.
And that one's going to be a base hit. That's going to get one home, and they're going to hold the runner at third.
There's a bobble out there in right field to begin with, but the coach Spivey held him up at third base.
Ashenbeck scores, Hardy to third.
And Caleb Maurer running.
and brings up Braden Steele. So it's now 4-0 Cubs here in the bottom of the first inning.
Pitch run for the Cubs, number 10, Caleb.
And starting to get warm-up activity in the Lake Creek bullpen. Steele, the eighth batter of the inning for Brenham. Pitch from Lights is taken for a strike in its 0-1. Runners at the corners. And that little ground ball is short. And shortstop booted the ball again, and everybody's going to be safe. Hardy scores, and that'll now make it 5-0 Cubs. And Maurer at second, and Steele on now at first. And looks like Steele's going to run for himself.
Why not?
Yeah. And Mendoza steps in here. And he swings and misses 0-1.
We got a long way to go in this inning yet. He's already got a 4-0 lead in the bottom of the first.
And now they put the other run up there, so 5-0. And still only one out. And strike call on Mendoza. That's 0-2. Check of the base runners and the next pitch. And Mendoza fouls that one away. 0-2. Landed on the awning just over the bleachers on the first base side of the stands.
My guess is going to be, Doug, that Lake Creek is going to try to get out of this inning. I think we may see a pitching change.
And down low for a ball. 1-2 on Mendoza.
Lights has gotten a welcome to Fireman's Park.
Yep. And down low for a ball. 2-2 now on Mendoza. Dalton Hart, who got the inning started with a solo homer, is waiting on deck. And that one back up the middle. Shortstop will step on the bag for one throw to first. And a double play to retire the side. In the inning, though, the Cubs do get 5 runs on 5 hits, and there were 2 errors and one left on. We go to the second inning. Cubs lead it 5-0. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
McCoy's Lumber. From a simple faucet replacement to building a house from the ground up. Highway 290 East in Brenham.
Explore Hyundai of Brenham's new electric vehicles. Eco-friendly, cutting edge, and ready for a test drive. Highway 290 West.
For mouth-watering barbecue and homemade sides, go where the locals go. LJ's Barbecue, West Main in Brenham.
Bluebell Aquatic Center on East Tom Green Street. For recreation, therapy, competition, and fun year-round.
Norman's Pharmacy. Independent and locally owned and operated. You'll find everything you need in one convenient stop.
Blake Sander with Apple Ford in Brenham. When you're shopping for a new car, just remember, don't wait. Go see Blake.
Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant on Prairie Lee Street. All-you-can-eat buffet and full menu items daily.
Take charge of your health with Brenham Fitness, Washington County's number one fitness solution with locations on South Market and Prairie Lee Street.
And back we go here, and we are heading to the top of the second inning. Brenham Cubs putting up a five spot in that bottom of the first. Big key hit. It's the solo homer, Dalton Hart, two-run homer, Drake Benke. And Braden Steele, he's got to be loving this, Tommy, to come out here and have that bigger cushion.
I tell you what, you know, that there couldn't be a better feeling for a pitcher than to go back out to the – he had a very good first inning. But to go out in the second inning and all of a sudden you got a 5-0 lead, just go out there and pitch baseball.
And it'll be leading off the cleanup man, left fielder Reed Newkirk for Lake Creek. And pitch from Steele, line drive to Mendoza. Hit him in the glove and just popped right out. And it'll be an E4. And now that'll bring up Luke Loggeman.
The only thing I can say is either Landry blinked or took his eye off it for just a second.
Yeah.
Hit right to him.
Because he makes that play 99 times out of 100. And pitch to Loggeman is taken for a strike. So first error of the game for the Cubs. And foul tip. And quickly here, 0-2.
Braden had that success in the first inning. He was getting up 0-2 real quick. Mm-hmm. Starting it off here again.
And that one over short.
That's taken. Hard
up with it. Fires to first. And Luke Hardy doing the splits there at first, but he makes the catch, and that's a double play ball.
Lake Creek right fielder, number 20, Peyton Trummel.
You know what? Can't get any better than that.
Yep. Luke's showing some good flexibility there, although he might be singing an octave higher in the shower in the morning.
I can assure you this. If I would do that.
Yeah.
There would be an ice pack later in the evening.
Yep. And that brings up the right fielder, Peyton Trummel. And that one up high for a ball.
A little bit unusual. Braden to start out 2-0.
And that one's going to be popped up. And Ashenbeck calling
oh,
everybody.
Oh, great job.
Off. I like that. You can hear him loud and clear on that.
I tell you what, great job there by Ethan Ashenbeck. Both Dalton Hart and Landry Mendoza going to the ball. Ethan comes in, and it's his play to make, and he makes the play.
And that'll retire the side in the inning. No runs, no hits, one error, and nobody left on. And we will go to the bottom of the second inning. Cubs lead it 5-0. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Buck Williams with Apple Ford of Brenham. He'll treat you like his best customer, because that's what you are.
Specializing in pork products, J&J Packing Company, your wholesale meat distributor.
Dynamic Drains is the leading professional plumbing team in the Brazos Valley. Dynamic Drains plumbing and drain experts.
Buying or selling property? Turn to the professionals at Hody Real Estate. Go online to HodyRE.com.
Nancy Carroll Roberts Memorial Library, your link to the past and gateway to the future.
Find that dream car you've always wanted at Apple Ford in Brenham.
Just ask for Johnny the Car Guy.
Any property you see, call EB 979-830-3914. Call today with Cedar Frame.
Herman Electric LLC, serving the area with electrical wiring and repairs. Call Justin Herman today at 979-836-4179.
Evans Cabinet Door in Brenham has been crafting made-to-order custom cabinet doors since 1992.
Whitner Plumbing LLC in Brenham, specializing in residential and commercial plumbing. License RMPL 9220.
All right, as we come back here, bottom of the second inning, Cubs lead the Lions 5-0, and for Brenham, it'll be top of the order, Dalton Hart, Owen Thiekey, and Drake Behnke. Hart led this one off with an opposite field home run. And the first pitch to him is taken for a strike. It's 0-1. Kind of surprised Lights is still out there.
I was a little bit surprised. I thought he'd try to get through the inning and Coach Schramm make a change, but.
And this one, a chopper over to the first baseman, and he'll run to the bag. That's out number one. Yeah, I thought so too that he'd make a change, but although they do have someone throwing down in the Lake Creek bullpen.
And I'll tell you what he did with Dalton Hart this time, Doug. He came with a knee-high pitch on the inside corner for a strike, came back with another inside pitch on that inside corner, and Dalton just didn't get a good cut on it.
And next pitch taken for a ball, and it's 1-0. Owen Thiekey, the batter. Thiekey singled his first time up and then came home on that two-run homer by Drake Behnke. And that one is a strike, 1-1.
Wiederhold has a good memory at third. He's playing in a little closer.
Yeah. And that one inside the ball, 2-1. And that one over to third. And this time out of play.
Thought Coach Spivey may make a play. It was a slow hopper there, but. He was a catcher.
Yeah. Catcher and played some second base, too.
Some, yeah. There you go.
And this one, a ground ball to second. And Rosano up with it. He'll throw on to first, and it's two away. And now that'll bring up Drake Behnke.
Cub right fielder, number 22, Drake Behnke.
Behnke, 1-for-1. Two-run homer his first time up. And fouls that one back, 0-1. And that one up high for a ball. One ball, one strike. And another high one, and it's 2-1. And in there for a strike.
Other than that, a high outside fastball to the left-handed hitting Behnke, he's been keeping the ball down.
And fill the count at 3-2 on another ball. And pops that one up into left fielder. Left fielder finally hauls that one in after twisting, turning around a little bit, and that'll retire the side. In the end, no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on. And it's time now for our Mattress Guys giveaway. Be the third caller to the KWHI studios at 979-836-9937, and you'll win a Maloof Z pillow from the Mattress Guys, valued at $60. Just call in to 979-836-9937 and be the third caller. This cooling sleeping or cooling gel convolution pillow is infused with gel to create a cooler sleeping atmosphere, and you can get yours at the Mattress Guys. Owner Anthony Jasinski, a native of Brenham and former Cub baseball player, invites you to stop in his new store at 2668 Highway 36 South of the Blue Bottle Shopping Center. Stop in and check out their Sealy and Tempur-Pedic mattress sets and a wide variety of pillows and sheets. And remember, one pillow per family per season. If you want a pillow in the last 30 days, you're not eligible. And we'll be back with more of Ball Game after we let's hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends. Still warming it up, and we're just going to keep it right here.
Leading off the top of the third, Lake Creek designated hitter, number 23, Tanner Schultz.
Be Tanner Schultz, Colin Wiederhold, and Adrian Rossano against Braden Steele. And he sends this one down the line. Ben can give in chase. And
oh, it held it up there. Made the catch.
Nice play there by Benke to run that one down and take away what would have probably been extra bases for Schultz.
Lake Creek third baseman, number 3, Colin Wiederhold.
And Colin Wiederhold, the batter. And the first pitch to him, that one is sent out to left center, and Ashabek got over him. And it's going to go all the way to the fence, and they are hurrying to get it back in. And it's going to be a stand-up double for Wiederhold.
I was going to bring it up, Doug. Colin Wiederhold, the grandson of a young man that I played ball with at Blinn.
Okay. And now Aiden Rossano, the batter. First hit given up by Braden Steele.
Vaughn Wiederhold.
Okay.
Big, tall, right-handed pitcher.
And pitch taken for a strike. It's 0-1. And next pitch taken outside for a ball. It's 1-1.
A good pitch there by Braden just off that outside corner. Ooh, fastball.
Yep, swing and missed.
Good knee high fastball on that outside corner.
It's a 1-2 count now on Rosario. Excuse me, Rosado, excuse me. Cubs leading here 5-0. We're at the top of the third.
Doug, what do you think about Lake Creek's all-black road uniforms? Finish the play.
And ground ball, Mendoza throw to first. God,
oh my God!
They claim he's safe. That the throw pulled him off the bag, and that is going to bring Coach Wheaton out of the dugout. And they're going to talk it over. Well, it wasn't the best of throws. I thought he got him down there.
And I'm sure, and I'm not defending the... Okay,
oh,
there we go.
Oh, did reverse the call. And now Coach Tram wants the word with the umpire.
Hey,
the base umpire did the right thing at his angle. Only the plate umpire could see if his foot was off the bag. And that's what my thinking is. So
yeah.
I hate to use the word think, but let's reverse that and say my feelings. But
Lake Creek Center Field, number 12, Jackson Marshall.
And back to the top of the order with Jackson Marshall.
And give credit to the base umpire. He immediately went to the home plate umpire.
And pitch taken for ball 1-1. That one foul away.
Luke's getting his calisthenics tonight.
Yeah. One ball, two strikes, two outs.
Oh, that didn't go for
one. That will retire the side. In the inning, no runs, one hit, no errors, and one left on. And we move to the bottom half of the third inning. And Cubs lead it 5-0. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Apple Ford on Highway 290 in Brenham, your spot for new or used Fords.
Shop where the builders shop. Woodson Lumber Company in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington.
Schleider Furniture and Mattress Co. in Brenham, the home of Sealy Posturepedic, beats big city gallery prices every day on Lazy Boy and more.
Faith Mission WIC, 100 South Chapel Street in Brenham. Empowering and educating families to make healthy choices for healthy families. Texas WIC.
For every young resale shop, 701 East Commerce. For gently used clothing, accessories, and home decor.
Experience truly exceptional service at Tegeler Toyota, 1515 Highway 290 West and at TeglerToyota.com.
Poppyscapes, commercial and residential landscaping beautifying outdoor living spaces for 20 years. 289-0436.
Faith Mission, 40 years of service providing a hand up for the citizens of Washington County. Don's Appliance Services, fast, courteous service on your appliances. A local business serving local people.
And as we come back here, congratulations to Stacy Bolsrick winning the Mattress Guys pillow. Stacy, enjoy it in good health. And you might have to find out because I'm sure Jason will try to borrow it.
You got that right.
And meanwhile, it'll be bottom of the third, Ethan Oshenbeck, Lou Carty, and Blue Sinega. And foul ball there by Oshenbeck. He reached down there and scored a run his last time up. Cubs with a 5-0 lead. And that one taken down low for a ball.
Ooh.
And strike calm.
Yeah, it came with fastball knee high, right near that ice outside corner.
One ball and two strikes.
Oh,
and strike three called. Oshenbeck caught looking for out number one.
That one was in a bad place, Doug.
Yeah.
Right down the middle.
Yep. And now that'll bring a Blue Carty.
First baseman, number 19, Luke
Hardy. Hardy singled and scored his first time up. First pitch to him, a pie ball, and it's 1-0.
Ooh.
Swung and missed.
Came with a deadly curveball, Doug.
Bounce up their ball. 2-1. And take it for another ball.
Good Brenham crowd on a Friday night.
And that one fouled away again by Hardy. And that one going to be popped up. And third baseman going to take charge, and he will record out number two. And now Blue Sinega, the batter.
Cut left fielder, number six, Blue Sinega.
And now Blue Sinega, the batter. He laid down a sack bunt back in the first inning.
Lights came with curveball again.
Yeah.
Again. Three times.
And strike three called, and the Cubs go three up and three down. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left. We go on to the fourth inning. Brenham leading it 5-0. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Reds.
Find new roads at TeglerChevrolet.com, where you'll see great deals on new and certified pre-owned Chevrolets.
Naylor Floors, LLC. Experience in wood floors since 1973. Visit them at 3962 Highway 36.
Allen Day Funeral Homes and Crematorium, when you deserve the best of funeral and cremation services.
Brenham Heritage Museum, telling the diverse stories of Brenham and Washington County.
Triangle Air and Heating, your independent train dealer on Hanley Street in Brenham. It's hard to stop a train.
Brenham Chrysler Jeep Dodge, paying you top dollar for your used vehicles. Visit them today at Highway 290 West in Brenham.
Treat the team to Bluebell, your hometown ice cream with a winning flavor for everyone. Pick up some today.
The Toy Box Child Development Center, 2203 South Austin Street. Everybody's somebody at the Toy Box.
Tielemann Construction and Stagett Tielemann Plumbing, your premier custom home builders in Washington County.
Find the right insurance rate for you and your loved ones with Washington County Insurance, where everyone is treated like family, friends, and neighbors. 979-251-7771.
All right, as we come back here, and Braden Steele tuning up for his fourth inning of work. He'll be looking at Jackson Schramm, Caleb Foster, and Reed Newkirk. Schramm getting set to step in here.
Fourth, Lake Creek first baseman number seven, Jackson Schramm.
And sends that one over to short, hard up with it. Makes a strong throw to first, and that's out number one. And
Lake Creek shortstop, number 19, Caleb Foster.
Brings up Caleb Foster now. Swing and a miss. And foul tip in the mitt. Tucker couldn't hold on. Ball looking by his... Steele gives the next pitch, swung on and missed, and it is 1-1. And that one over over to second. Mendoza up with it, throws to first, and that is two down. And now comes the left fielder, Newkirk.
Lake Creek left fielder, number one, Reed Newkirk.
Next pitch is a strike call.
Ooh, nice pitch there by Braden Steele. Knee high on that outside corner.
Umpire didn't give him the call, so it's 1-1. One strike. Newkirk trying to get on here with 2 outs. And he does. Ball four.
First walk given up by Braden.
Now are we...
Lake Creek catcher number 11, Luke Logeman.
Luke Logeman coming out now. Logeman hit into a double play his first round. Wild pitch allows the runner to move up. Now coach just got to settle down here. Don't want to let him get running back and start getting momentum back in this one. They apparently called a balk on Steele. That now moves the run over to third base. And Hart coming down here trying to get Steele to settle down. Because all he needs is just the one out to get out of this inning.
Focus on the batter. Get the out.
Mm-hmm. Strike calls.
Came back. It looked like a slider. Good pitch.
One ball, one strike. And that one ground ball over in the hole.
Found the hole. Through.
And that'll be a hit, and Lake Creek is going to get on the board. As Newkirk scores. Logeman on at first, and now that'll bring up Peyton Trumbull.
Doug, I didn't watch it. Logeman stay out there?
I think so.
That looks like Logeman.
Because he's a pretty good sized guy, and that is a pretty good sized fella out there at first base. And pitch taken for a ball one, though. Cubs lead this one 5-1. And that one taken for a strike.
Good pitch, knee high on that outside corner.
Thank you. And that one is going to be hit in right field, back-to-back base hits. And Lake Creek's got something going now here in the top of the fourth.
That was one of those in-and-out swings, Doug, and takes the ball in between second and first. Good piece of hitting.
Yeah. That'll bring up Tanner Schultz, the designated hitter. Cubs leading this one 5-1. We're in the top of the fourth inning. And strike call, 0-1.
Another good pitch. Oh, another good pitch.
0-2. And time is good.
Another ball.
Wow. That's going to move two runners over. Second balk of the inning. And
I'm going to have to watch this, Doug. I missed that. I was watching the hitter.
I was surprised Coach Wheaton hasn't come out to ask for like a check, just to ask what he's doing wrong. You're allowed to ask for a clarification.
Oh, got it.
Swing and a miss, and a strikeout there is Schultz. And that worked out on the side, but in the inning, they do get one run on two hits. No errors. And two runners left on. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Cubs lead it 5-1. Back at we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
WC Tractor, serving Brenham and the Brazos Valley since 1939. Visit online at wctractor.com.
J&A Roofing. Experts in every aspect of roofing, from new construction to green, energy-efficient solutions.
For proven results, trust the experience and expertise of Realtor Boo Christensen at Hody Real Estate in downtown Brenham.
Brenham LP Gas, offering safe, reliable propane since 1945. Your comfort is their business. 836-2331.
Awards and more. Creating custom awards, trophies, plaques, and more for the Brazos Valley. Highway 36 South in Brenham.
For State Farm Good Neighbor Service, see John Breeden, your State Farm agent on South Day in Brenham.
Computer Helpers, Brenham's favorite choice for a new computer, sales, and repair. See the nerds at 2303 South Day.
Leroy Schrader Contractor, rocking your world since 1958. Call 836-6521.
And on we go here to the bottom of the fourth inning. And that means it's time, since we're halfway through this one, for the Whataburger Recap. And the Whataburger Recap. There it is. Brought to you by Whataburger, 2801 Highway 36 South in Brenham. Juicy burgers, creamy malt milkshakes, french fries, and fancy ketchup. Adding big flavor to your hometown with online ordering available. Perfect all hours of the day, 24/7. And for the Brenham Cubs, stepping up, it's going to be Brody Tucker. Be Tucker followed by Braden Steele and Landry Mendoza. And first pitch to Tucker, pop foul. And the Cubs got it started in the bottom of the first inning with five runs. It was Dalton Hart leading off with a solo homer. And then Owen Finke would single. Drake Benke, a two-run homer, made it 3-0 Cubs. And next pitch outside for a ball, 1-1. Ethan Oshabek reaching on an error. Lucardi reaching on a single. Blue Sinega would bunt them over. And then RBI single by Tucker scored Oshenbeck. And then Steele reached on the arrow, which allowed Hardy to score and make it 5-0. And then top half of this inning, Lake Creek got one run back on an RBI single by Lagerman. And Tucker, that one is going to be in the hole. It's short throw to first, and they're not going to have a shot. It's going to be an infield hit, and Tucker going to be two for two. And that is your Whataburger recap. And that summer, yes, a Whataburger actually sounds like a pretty good idea right now.
I was going to bring it up earlier, Doug, but there was that aroma in the air and the late ultimate great Randy Reeds. Can you smell the popcorn?
Yep.
And right after that, it would be, you think somebody would bring us a bag?
Yeah.
But I like that idea. The one that...
Oh. And that one is a high pop over to the right side. And giving chase, and it's going to drop in foul.
You talked about the Whataburger. The one that is intriguing me, and I have yet to ever try it, is the Monterey Melt.
Yeah?
That one sounds like that could work.
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. Normally, any Whataburger is pretty good.
Oh, yeah. The 0-1 count on Steele. And this one, it's going to be a slow roller. And shortstop at the backhand. The shortstop was going over to cover second, and then it was hit just to his left. He tried to adjust, but Steele's going to end up beating it out for a hit. Now two on with nobody out for Mendoza. And now it's going to bring a visit from Coach Schramm. And he's walking with a purpose out there. And we will have a pitching change. And so while they're bringing in the new pitcher, we'll go ahead and cut the Cubs lead at 5-1. And we'll go ahead and send you back to the studios. And let's hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
TNT Car Wash. Clean it yourself or use the touchless automatic car wash. Across from Mariachi's on Market Street.
Brenham Monument Company. Brenham's professional and compassionate monument company. Home of the exclusive 10-year monument guarantee.
Dr. Reagan Gaskant Mulder. At Performance Health and Wellness. Specializing in rehabilitation and sports medicine.
Alexander Oil. On FM 389 in Brenham, serving retailers, commercial, and rural users with fuels and lubricants.
Modern Air Solutions, your local heating, cooling, and dehumidification experts. 451-5004.
Exceptional driver training. Building confident drivers, one student at a time.
Herman International, 514 West Alamo. Honest service, expert repairs on commercial trucks.
Visit AJ's General Repair in Chapel Hill for general automotive and trailer repairs, including starter and alternator services.
Dawn of Grace Behavioral Health offers convenient, accessible, and exceptional mental and behavioral health care, changing patients' lives for years to come.
Plants and Things, a small-town nursery big on happy customers. Highway 36 South, large enough to serve you, small enough to want to.
All right, and back we go. We have a new pitcher, and that is going to be Caden Whitworth taking over for Lake Creek. And this pitch change is brought to you by Wellman Insurance. Make the change to Wellman Insurance. Wellman Insurance is insurance you can trust and rely on for your health, life, car, home, personal, and business. Get them a call at 836-3613. Get a quote on insurance that's been customized to fit you and your life. 836-3613 in Brenham. And so Mendoza will step in here. He hit through a double play his first time up.
Landry Mendoza. He's running at second base, number 10, Caleb Maurer.
So Maurer at second, Steele at first. And that one inside for a ball, 1-0. And outside for a ball, 2-0.
Cubs working on another big inning here.
Yeah. Nobody out, two on. And the pitch. That's a strike call. Makes it 2-1 now on Landry Mendoza. Dalton Hart waiting on deck.
Whitworth just came with a knee-eye face fastball right down the heart of the plate.
And Whitworth with his next pitch.
I tell you what, he came with curveball, Doug. I thought it went outside.
Me too. Two balls and two strikes. Landry even looked back at the umpire on that one. 2-2. And that one in the dirt, a ball. It's 3-2 now.
I came back with curveball again and just broke it down in the dirt.
Mendoza sends this one a high fly ball out into right. Right fielder calling off the second baseman, makes the grab.
Tell you what, that was another one of those hit way high in the air. And right fielder did a good job with that wind.
And so one down now brings up Dalton Hart. Hart 1-for-2 with a solo homer.
Number two, Dalton Hart.
Hart with a good opportunity here.
And it went down low, ball. Maurer going. Throw down third. He's in there with a stolen base. Now that puts runners at the corners. Strikes. Next pitch to Hart. Taking for a strike, 1-1.
To a knee-high fastball on that outside corner, left-handed hitting Hart.
And that one is going to be in there.
Made the catch.
Made the catch, but tagging and coming home is Maurer to make it a 6-1 game on the sack fly. Two down now. Brings up Owen Finke. Finke 1-for-2 with a bunt single. And he also scored a run.
Third baseman, number 8, Owen
Pinky. You're listening to KWHI 1280 AM, K269 GU 101.7 FM in Brenham, across the World Wide Web at KWHI.com, and of course on the KWHI app for your smartphone. And now Coach Graham out of the dugout now. Are they wanting to see if Maurer left early? Yeah, he says, no, he didn't. That wasn't what he was checking to see if Maurer left early. Umpires confirmed and said, no, he did not.
I'm going to admit my mistake, Doug. I was not watching the runner. The ball was hit deep to, and, you know, it was out there in that area where it could have fell, and I was watching to see if he made the catch. And, but, you know, Caleb, being a good base runner that he is, I would, and you got Coach Spivey over there.
And it pitch outside of ball to Owen Finke with Drake Benke on deck.
And if the umpire is doing his job and paying attention, he would have called it right away.
Oh, yeah. taken for a ball. It's 2-0. Throw over, and runner was not leaning very far. Nearly the catcher there, Loggeman, almost threw that one into right field.
I tell you what, great play there by Schramm at first base. It took all he had to go up and get it.
Yeah, two balls and a strike. Over once again, and in safely is Brayton Steele. They're really trying to work on him over there at first.
Coach Wheaton over there, he said, you're here to pitch. Just stay close to first.
Mm-hmm. And that one popped out. Two balls, two strikes on Finke. Whitworth on in relief of lights.
But you know what? I love it. Braden's a pitcher. Mm-hmm. He wants to run the bases also, yep. And I like it.
I think he pops this one up. Right fielder coming in, and he'll make the catch for out number three. So in the inning, Cubs do get one run on two hits. There were no errors and one left on. And we played through four. The Cubs lead it 6-1. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Reds.
Brenham Collision Center, located at 810 West Main. Offering repairs, insurance assistance, and 24/7 towing services just for you.
Edward Jones, Andrea Hawley, Financial Advisor. Edward Jones, making sense of investing, member SIPC. For quality health care in the comfort of your home, call Golden Years Home Care, 251-7705.
Lone Star Southern Grill in Brenham, serving great tasting steaks, chicken, seafood, and pasta dishes. Good food, good times, Lone Star Southern Grill.
BK Auto Repair, 2 miles east on 105, featuring computerized wheel alignment and balancing.
Miller Electric and Plumbing, servicing the Brenham area since 1952 with electrical and plumbing installations and repairs.
Neal Financial Group, the Money Makeover Team, Doug Neal, Tony Nevere, and Jimmy Key, 105 East Main Street.
If you need foundation repair, trust the experts at Keystone Foundation Repair. Quality at an affordable price. Call 281-758-7000 today for a free estimate.
Pizza Hut. They don't just make pizza, they make people happy. 1504 South Day Street in Brenham.
All right, as we come back here, we're in the top of the fifth inning. Cubs lead at 6-1. Braden still warming up. They'll be looking at Colin Wiederholt, Aiden Rosano, and then back to the top of the Lake Creek batting order with Jackson Marshall. Cubs leading this one 6-1. Five of those runs coming home in the first inning. Doug Brown, Tommy Langer with you on a Friday night at Fireman's Park. In his District 17-5A matchup.
Tell you what, you and I both thought it was going to be a runaway in the first.
Yeah.
But Cubs still with a comfortable five-run lead, but slowed down a little bit.
Leading off the top of the fifth, Lake Creek third baseman number three, yep. Colin Wiederholt.
And Colin Wiederholt will lead it off. Just got a final in from Burton. Burton Lady Panthers. They defeat Milano tonight 21-0. The final score there for Burton. So they're off to a 2-0 start in district play.
Blackjack to nothing.
Yeah. And that one is going to be a base hit by Wiederholt.
I tell you what, Wiederholt is becoming a menace.
And
a double.
The throw got away, coming back in, and now he's going to end up at second. So it'll be a hit, and then an error. I got to imagine an error on top of that.
Lake Creek second baseman number four, Aiden Westano.
Yeah, who are we going to credit that? We're going to credit to Sanega, or we're going to credit to Mendoza?
Let's see here.
I'm going to say Sanega.
And that one is a bunt. And they threw the ball into the corner, and that's going to get a run home. Second straight error, and so now it's going to be a 6-2 game.
Okay, that would be on Tucker, correct?
Yeah, I would think so, yeah. Yes.
Lake Creek Center Field, number 12, Jackson Marshall.
And now Jackson Marshall, the batter. And bunt foul. Actually, they gave the error to Steele on that one.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. All right. I thought Tucker fielded them. I thought my mistake.
I wasn't sure on that one.
Okay.
And...
well, it would be on the throw. So.
And so that gets the run in. And so Marshall batting now with a 1 count.
Pitch.
Strike call, 0-2.
Tell you what, Braden came in with curveball, just broke it right off the inside corner there toward the center of the plate.
And the 0-2 pitch. Outside of ball, and I stopped there by Tucker.
Yeah, great stop there.
And here comes number two.
You got to have one during game time.
Oh, yeah. And we had another one that was here when we pulled up before the game.
Yes. Ooh,
that one. Still kind of flinching a little bit. He wanted that one.
I'll tell you what, really good curveball there from Braden. I'm going to say, and go along with the umpire, it must have just got off the corner.
Surprised that Marshall was able to hold up on that one. That time he fouls it away. Pitch.
Got him.
That's out number one.
I tell you what, Braden came with curveball again and just froze Marshall.
And now it'll bring up Jackson Schramm.
First baseman number seven, Jackson Schramm.
Schramm 0 for 2. Left-hand batter, right-hand pitcher. Thomas Gall brings out Tucker to have a word. Also checking with the base umpire on that, because He was called for a couple of balks in the last inning, so he didn't want to get called for a third. Pitch is taken for a ball. Foul tip back in screen, and it's 1-1. Demo for a ball, 2-1. And that one is a ground ball over to second. Mendoza up with it, throws the steal at first.
Got it.
Out.
Unusual play there, Doug.
4-1 put it.
Yes. Luke going for the ball in the hole there. Landry fields the ball cleanly, and Braden doing an excellent job of just beating the runner to the bag.
Two down now.
Two big outs.
And that's going to bring up Caleb Boster. There's Rosano on the play, moving over to third. Takes a break, doesn't go, and be a strike call to Foster. And that one popped up.
In and out, in
Benke
and out.
Giving chase. Oh, he and he'll make the grab. 4-3. And so in the inning, Lake Creek does come up with one run on one hit. There were two errors and one left on. We go to the bottom of the fifth. Cubs lead at 6-2. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Reds.
Brenham Ironworks for custom gates and running metal building panels. Trim and complete building packages. Brenham Ironworks, celebrating 20 years.
Uniques, 708 North Park in Brenham. They do more than frame pictures. They preserve memories.
Woodman Life for life insurance and financial security for your family. Call Amanda Coring and Russell Coring. Squeaky Clean Car Wash is locally owned and operated at Bluebell Road and Highway 105 in Brenham. Remember, if it don't squeak, it ain't squeaky clean.
DDM Custom Buildings. Let DDM design and fabricate your new barndominium, workshop, barn, or storage building.
Teamworks Parts, Service, and Fabrication, where your truck and trailer's care and service are their top priority. 216 Happy Hollow Road.
Dominant Associates, your local Germania insurance agents at 310 South Bluebell Road. Protecting your auto, boat, home, business, and life.
And Schulte Farm Services, not just a feed store, full service farming and ranching supplies since 1992.
And back we go. Here we head to the bottom of the fifth inning. And for the Brenton Cubs, it'll be Drake Benke, Ethan Ashenbeck, and Luke Hardy. Cubs leading this one 6-2.
Leading off the bottom of the fifth, Brenton Cubs, right fielder, number 22, Drake Benke.
And Benke, 1-for-2 in the game, but that one was a two-run homer back in the first. And he sends this one sky in the air, out to left.
Gone.
Backing it, gone again. Penske with the second home run of the night. He'll take the trot on third and head to home. And he's going to put the Cubs up 7-2. And now that'll bring up Ethan Oshin back.
Tell you what, he got it up in that wind. And
yeah, it just kept carrying.
Just kept going.
And now that'll bring up Oshin back. Oshin back.
That one was as high as it is long.
Yeah. That's a good way to put it. Oshin back thought about a bunt, pulled the bat back, and it's going to be outside ball one. Oshenbeck reached in there and scored his first time up. Struck out last time up. And bumps that one foul. One ball and one strike. Just the start of a big weekend for us. Don't forget the... It'll be a busy day tomorrow. I'm going to be out at the Bluebell Fun Run here at the Brenham High School, broadcasting live in the KWHI, Friendly Country Cruiser. And then, DL, we're going to be doing some Blue Buccaneer softball tomorrow.
Tomorrow afternoon. Hey, I'm excited about seeing the girls.
Yeah.
Over at Glen.
And it's a ball 2-1. Especially our former Cubettes, Andy Beckendorf and Allie Scheel. That one's a ball, 3-1. And ball 4, walk to Oshenbeck.
First walk by Lake Creek pitcher.
Yeah, that's surprising. And that'll bring up Luke Hardy.
The first baseman, number 19, Luke Hardy.
Cubs working on an inning here.
Well, we're notching back in safely. One ticket for a strike. Throw over Oshenbeck back in safely. And takes that one outside. 1-1. Wow, he called that a strike.
It came with curveball, and I thought it was going to be inside, and this time I think the umpire called it where the pitch hit.
Yeah.
And he gave Whitworth the pitch.
1-2. And appeal to first, no swing. And so I'll make it 2-2. Hardy waiting on the next pitch from Whitworth. And he pops this one, heading foul. Is the wind going to bring it back? And it brought it back, but it dropped
it. It did bring it back. That just shows you what this wind is doing this evening.
And the players are having a tough time out there. As the first baseman, Schramm, and then the second baseman, Rossano, when the wind blew it back, it looked like it was going to be easily fouled into the dugout, and then blew it back onto the field and landed in between them.
I would say it brought it back a good 10 feet back
the
field.
Two balls, two strikes. And Hardy swings and misses, and he's down on strikes. So out number one. That'll bring up Blue Sinega. Blue sack, laid down a sack one his first time up and struck out last time up. And that one taken outside for a ball. 1-0 count.
Luke doing a good job in left field catching balls. Doing a good job swinging the bat.
And this one over to the first baseman, Schramm. He'll flip to the pitcher covering, and they'll get out number two. So two down, and Aschenbeck moves to second base and will bring up Brody Tucker. Tucker 2-for-2 with a pair of singles. He's also driven in a run.
Now I'll finish my statement. You and I are accustomed to watching Blue kick the football.
Yeah.
But doing a good job in the baseball field. Good to see two-sport guy.
Yeah, if it's inside the Tucker, it's a ball. 1-0 count. And I'll take a strike at the knees, and it's 1-1.
I want to bring up something, Doug. When I was visiting with Coach Schramm and Coach Wheaton, I want to say great to a longtime Brenham fan, Jerry Ziesmer. Been a Cub fan for going back to my playing days.
And pitch is taken for a ball, 2-1.
That's been the history of Brenham baseball. Great fans. Great followings.
And this one is going to be caught, and it's out number three. So in the inning, he comes to come up with a one run on the solo homer by Benke. One hit, no errors, and one left on. And we will move to the sixth inning. Cubs lead this one 7-2. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Make every meal a fiesta with Manuel's Mexican Restaurant and Taqueria, located at 409 West Main in Brenham.
Citizen State Bank, where our hometown is your hometown too. Local people, local decisions since 1925.
Herman Furniture and Emporium. There's always something new at the oldest furniture store in Texas. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram.
Coring Monument Company, serving Brenham since 1950 with superior monuments and cemetery work. CoringMonument.com.
Turn to the experts. Brenham Heating and Air Conditioning, your Carrier Factory authorized dealers celebrating 70 years of sales and service.
Brenham Animal Services, providing community pets with the care they need and the love they deserve.
Felder's Buy and Buy for groceries, snacks, drinks, check cashing service, and Shell gas. 2111 South Market in Brenham.
Pro Auto Supply has been voted Brenham's best 7 years running. Come on down to Brenham Napa Auto Parts for all your needs.
For a great smile, see Dr. Michael Altman and Dr. Rob Knowles at Altman Dentistry on South Bluebell Road.
Wellman Insurance, service that only a local agency can provide. Comprehensive coverage and competitive pricing. Neighbors serving neighbors.
And back we go here as we get set to start the sixth inning. Cubs leading this game 7-2. And for Lake Creek in this inning, it'll be Reed Newkirk, Booth Logeman, and Peyton Trumbull. Braden Steele warming it up. This is the second series for the Cubs in district play, and they're right now 3-0 coming into tonight. Now coming up next week, Next week it is the Huntsville Hornets in that one. And so, Huntsville will they'll play in Huntsville Tuesday night, and then Huntsville will be here next Friday night.
Blessed with a couple of Friday night games at home.
Yeah. And Newkirk, he's reached on an error and a walk, and he's also scored a run. And strike call. And next Friday night is also going to be youth night here at the ballpark. And so all the Washington County Little Leaguers are encouraged to wear your jerseys when you come out to the ballpark, and they've got all sorts of different activities planned. And pitches foul away quickly, 0-2. And it's always a fun night, too, when the little ones get to come out and interact with the big kids.
Plus, they get to go out on the big field with the big boys.
Yep, for the national anthem.
Yeah. Exciting evening. Great. Always an exciting evening. And they're all dreaming of their day.
Yep. And that one bounced up there at ball. 1-2. And it wasn't long ago. These guys on the field now were in their shoes.
Tell you what, it is a special. It was always a thing for me, Doug. I said one day I wanted to be like those guys out there. And, you know, I was blessed to have that opportunity.
Pitches a ball, 2-2. And pitch taken outside for a ball. And that's a full count now, 3-2 on Newkirk. One fisted foul. And a 3-2 pitch from Steele. And that one is over to second base. Mendoza up with it, throws to first. It gets the out.
Ball hit really well, fielded cleanly there by Landry, making a good, strong throw to first.
And that'll bring up Luke Logeman down.
Catcher number 11, Luke Logeman.
And into a double play his first time up, but then they had an RBI single last time up. Takes that one outside for a ball. It's 1-0. And that one is a foul out of play over to the right side.
Could hear that sound of that bat up here.
Yep. And that one is going to be popped out into right center. And it's going to be caught.
Nice play out there by Ethan Oshenbeck.
And two down now. And bring up Peyton Trummel. Trummel's been on base once. He had a singles last time out. Flew out to center his first time up. So 1-for-2 in the game.
Ethan had the good jump on the ball. Stayed with it the whole way.
And strike call. 0-1. And that one over to third. Finke up with it. Throws to first. And got him. Nice play there by Owen. And that'll retire the side. So in the inning, there were no runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. And that was also another three up and three down inning. Three up and three down. Way to go. Brenham National Bank's the way to go for the best banking products in town. Member FDIC. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Cubs lead at 7-2. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
For the highest quality home medical equipment and supplies, see Medicare Equipment Specialties, 1401 South Austin.
Grilled onions, jalapenos, crispy bacon. Adding big flavor to your hometown Whataburger. Online ordering available.
Baker's Ag Service, commercial and residential, for dozer work, excavation services, and demolition work.
The Barnhill House Toys and Books, an old-fashioned toy store filled from floor to ceiling with hard-to-find classic toys and books.
KT Auto Plus, general automotive and tractor repair, located at 1006 North Park in Brenham.
LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family-owned and operated dealer, supporting the local community since 1962.
Have Nathan's Barbecue cater your next event. They're more than just barbecue, they're Nathan's. Call or follow them on Facebook.
Christy Schlodman, Farmers Insurance at 201 North Park, offering a wide range of auto, home, business, and life insurance.
Brenham Country Club, Highway 105, houses an 18-hole golf course, large swimming pool, and beautiful clubhouse.
Cruzy Village, full-service care retirement community for the next chapter in your life.
All right, as we head to the bottom half of the sixth inning, Whitworth out on the hill, and we'll be looking at Braden Steele, Andrew Mendoza, and Dalton Hart. Braden Steele's been on base both times, reached an error and had a single.
And at the bottom of the sixth, pitcher number 12, Braden Steele.
Pitched inside for a ball, 1-0. And that one is going to be popped up.
Out to right,
and that is one down. Brings up Landry Mendoza. And Mendoza 0 for 2. He's hitting to a double play and flying to right. And where's the next pitch? And Mendoza takes a strike, 0-1. Foul up the third base side and quickly here 0-2. Dalton Hart would be due up next. And low away a ball, and it's 1-2.
Good eye there by Landry. Came with curveball again. Tried to get him to go for a pitch, and good eye down in the turf.
And that one, a ground ball in the hole. Throw to first, and they got
him.
Wow.
Nice play by Wiederhol there at third.
And then Schramm on the other end to dig that out.
Yeah.
It's a two quick outs now. Back to the top of the order with Dalton Hart. Hart 1-for-2 with a solo homer and a sack fly.
Shortstop, number 2, Dalton Hart.
And they send this one over to first, and the first baseman going to run to the bag. That'll retire the side. Any inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on. We go to the top of the seventh. Cubs 3 outs away from wrapping this one up. And we'll be back to see how it transpires. Cubs lead at 7-2. And back into here 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Lamorello's Meat Market, 1501 South Market. Groceries, fresh-cut meats, produce, and bakery items made fresh daily.
BVR Materials, they're more than just dirt haulers. They offer locally sourced materials and contractors for houses, barns, ponds, dozer work, and more.
Enjoy life off-road with new or pre-owned power sports vehicles from Rob's Fun Center in Brenham. Parts and service available.
The Brenham Church of Christ invites you to join them on Sundays at 10:30 and Wednesdays at 6:15. And remember, let your light shine.
Tradewinds Physical Therapy in Brenham offers affordable, customized treatment plans, flexible scheduling, and the latest in medical technology.
For clean, affordable toilets, call K&H Portable Toilets. Remember, the job's not finished until the paperwork is done.
Strands Associates, part of Brenham and Washington County's past, present, and future growth by helping their clients succeed through excellence in engineering.
Gather with Christ Lutheran Church on Wednesday evening or Sunday morning. Christ Lutheran, where everyone fits.
T3 in Brenham. Complete source for trailer parts, rentals, and accessories. T3TNT.com.
Baskey's Jewelry, 210 East Main Street in downtown Brenham. Proudly serving customers for over 81 years.
And back we go. Tanner Schultz back up the middle. Mendoza knocks it down. Throw to first.
Got him.
Got him. What a play by Landry.
Nice play there by Landry Mendoza. Goes behind the bag at second base. Fielded cleanly, strong throw to first, big out.
And now I'm going to bring him Colin Wiederhold.
Lake Creek third baseman number three, Colin Wiederhold.
Wiederhold's 2-for-2 in the game. Single, double, and he's also scored a run. We're in the seventh, Cubs leading at 7-2. And the pitch taken for a ball, 1-0. And that one inside for a ball. 2-0 count. And strike called. 2-1.
Just missed.
We'll make it a 3-1 count. Strike call, 3-2, full count.
Tell you what, beautiful pitch there by Braden Lehigh on that outside corner. Got him.
Yeah, strike three called. Two down now. It's a Lake Creek down to their final out.
Lake Creek second baseman number four, Aiden Rosano.
And I believe that's five strikeouts now for Mr. Steele.
That is correct.
And brings up Aiden Rosano. He represents the last hope for Lake Creek in the ball game. And outside for a ball, 1-0. Swing and a miss, then it's 1-1.
That's two.
Strike called, and so now Lake Creek down to their final strike. 1-2, two outs in the inning. Rosano steps in, Steele ready with the next pitch. And here it comes. Bounced up there, a ball went back to the backstop. And that'll make it 2-2. Rosano's 0-for-2. Did reach on an error his last time up. And the 2-2. Ground ball, that's going to be a base hit in the right field.
Well, they're not going away lightly, are they?
No, they're not. Now back to the top of the order with the center fielder, Jackson Marshall.
Lake Creek center fielder, 12, Jackson Marshall.
Marshall 0-for-3 in the game.
With two of those K's.
Yeah. swung and a miss, and it's 0-1.
Good pitch there by Braden again.
And that one is a chopper foul. Makes it 0-2. And so now again, Lake Creek down to their final strike. Marshall has struck out his last two at-bats. Now let's see if Steele can get him a third time.
Got, ooh! Ooh!
And Steele started to take a step toward the dugout. But
I started to make a call.
And so it makes it 1-2. And the pitch. That one's going to be sent out to right center over his Aschenbeck. And it is off the wall. That's going to get a run home. RBI double and makes it 7-3 now. And yeah, we'll bring up Jackson Schramm.
Lake Creek first baseman number 7, Jackson Schramm.
Schramm 0-3. Yeah, that's going to bring a visit to the mound. Yeah, it's just mainly a strategy session. Goes to set his piece, and they'll be up to the guys to execute. The pot for a ball. It's 1-0. That one fouled away. One ball and one strike. Runner at second, two down. For a ball, 2-1. And of course, my view is obstructed. Do we have anybody in the bullpen, PL? Can you see from that?
Yeah, we do have. I cannot see a number, but there is someone down there.
Pitch foul away. Two balls and two strikes. And for the third straight hitter, Lake Creek down to their final strike. We'll see if Steele can put the finishing touches. And he's going to step off.
See if we can get a K here. Got him.
Missed it. Tucker will complete the throw on the first. And that is your ball game. Final score, the Cubs winning 7-3, and they are now 4-0 to start the district competition. And this broadcast of Brenham Cup Baseball made possible by the Brenham Sports Friends Association. Stay tuned for the postgame show coming up next. The postgame is made possible by Conjura Tile, Performance Health and Wellness, Tielman Construction, Mattress Guys, Gilmore Electric Express, Woodman Life, The Paint Warehouse, John Breeden with State Farm, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Walshit Construction, Texas Farm Credit, Whataburger and Brenham, Hody Real Estate, Trailmasters Clearing and Mulching, WC Tractor, Brazos Valley School Credit Union, Double D Glass Services, Wingstop, Coaches Insurance, DDM Pipe and Steel and TNA Services, We'll be back with the postgame after these words from our sponsors. And we'll be back with the postgame after we hear these words from our sponsors.
Kenjura Tile Incorporated at 1004 North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Kenjura Tile has been owned and operated by the Kenjura family since 1967, and they're avid supporters of the students of Washington County. The owners and staff at Kenjura Tile wish good luck to the Brenham High School and Blinn baseball and softball teams, and thanks to all the coaches, parents, and the schools for all their hard work and contributions in making this experience possible for the young people of Washington County. Kenjura Tile says, go, play, win.
As a young adult preparing for life, you may have questions about how to finance your new goals and dreams. Brazos Valley Schools Credit Union is dedicated to helping you make smart choices about money. Their checking accounts give you easy access to your cash. And if it's time for new wheels, their loan officers can help with that too. You don't have to be an educator to be a member. For more details, visit bvscu.org. BVSCU is federally insured by NCUA and all loans subject to credit approval.
There's a big deal going on at Whataburger. Our new Big Ranch Wrap is just $3 with a crispy chicken strip, buttermilk ranch, cheese, and fresh veggies in a warm tortilla. Or for $4, go bigger with 5 premium Wada chicken bites. Or go bigger than big with a bacon cheese Whataburger Jr. with fresh 100% beef and melty cheese for just $5. Add fries and a drink for just $2.49. Now that's a big deal. The Wada deal, now at Whataburger. For a limited time at participating locations, download the app.
A custom home should reflect everything you want and need. Built with unmatched quality and expert craftsmanship. That's why more homeowners choose Waltrip Construction, the number one custom home builder in Southeast Texas. With over 40 years of experience, Presley Waltrip brings dream homes to life with skill and care. View completed projects at waltripconstruction.com or call 979-732-7018. Trust Waltrip Construction with your building projects. Waltrip Construction would like to wish the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes a successful baseball and softball season.
If you have unwanted guests in your home, T&A Pest Control can help. T&A Pest Control Services is locally owned and operated in Brenham. They provide you with their brand name products and give you the best quality service they have to offer. Give them a call today for a free quote and let them help you get on your way to a pest management plan that works for you. At T&A Services, their number is 979-203-7632 or for Espanol, 979-661-2524.
All right, as we come back here, and we got Drake Bentke with us here on the post game. And Drake, congratulations on this big win here tonight.
Yes, sir. Thank you. It was a very good win. It's a very good team.
Yeah, you guys came out and got the ball rolling there in the bottom of the first inning there. First, Dalton hit his home run, and then a couple of battles later, you had your two-run homer. And take us through that bat, what you saw there.
I mean, yes, sir. They're a good team. And, you know, after the win on Tuesday, we kind of just wanted to put it back on them right there, especially at the start. And, you know, Dalton just hit a home run, and then Finke just got a bunt. So, you know that pitcher wants to start off with a strike. And, you know, I was hunting something, and, you know, it was good conditions to hit today. So, you know, kind of just got a pitch, drove it in the air, and, you know, watched it go out. Yes, sir.
Yeah, and then also a little bit later on in the game, you got a chance to do it again. And what happened in that second home run at bat?
I mean, yes, sir. Like I said before, Lake Creek's a very good team. Like I said, it was good conditions to hit today. So, you know, with the great job that Steele did today, you know, still wanted to make sure that we got some more runs after our early lead, just to put the pressure back on them. So, you know, again, I was hunting first pitch fastball just because that's kind of how I thought they were going to attack me today. And, you know, saw a pitch and, you know, put a good swing on it. You know, didn't try and do too much with it. Drove out to left center field.
And you mentioned your teammate Braden Steele came out, gave you a gutsy performance here tonight and seven innings and got you guys the win.
Yes, I mean, that's huge. I mean, like I said, it's a great day to hit. They're a really good lineup. You know, speaks testament. I don't think he allowed an extra base hitter. Maybe it was one or two. Kept the ball down. threw strikes, defense played good behind him, and, you know, that's really what you need, especially when you go out to an early lead like we did today on offense.
All right, and 4-0, that's a great way to get it started.
Yes, sir, it is. I mean, Colchester and Lake Creek are, you know, two of the best teams in our district. I prefer that we start out like that just so, you know, we can kind of test ourselves and you know, get some wins, get some good teams. But, yeah, you know, got to keep rolling into next week and, you know, the rest of district. But, you know, playing well right now, need to keep that going.
All right, Drake, thanks for joining us.
Yes, sir, thank you.
And, okay, who wants to go next? All right, Braden, come on in. Braden Steele, their winning pitcher tonight. And, Braden, it was a good night to start with. Your teammates jump out there and give you a 5-run lead in the first inning. And that had to make your job a lot easier tonight.
Yes, sir. That's huge. Just to go out there, it gives you a lot of confidence on the mound when your team in the first inning just gives you a 5-run lead.
Yeah, and then, this was Lake Creek, as Drake was saying, one of the tough teams in your district. And you knew they weren't going to go quietly, and even though you still had the lead, they battled you all the way.
Yes, sir, they did. Yeah, I mean, they're a very good lineup. I'm just glad I have my defense behind me. I can always trust them to make plays behind me.
Yeah, and especially with this win now, you guys 4-0 to start district.
Yes, sir.
And I know that has to be better to be 4-0 than 0-4.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's a great feeling. Just gives us a lot of confidence and a lot of momentum to keep going.
Yeah, and now next week, I think is it Huntsville next?
Yes, sir,
yeah.
I believe so.
And you're going to be ready when Coach calls your number again?
Yes, sir, it'll be fun.
All right, Braden, thanks for joining us. Well, let's get Dalton in here now, Dalton Hart. And, Dalton, you kind of got everything started for the Cubs here tonight with a home run to lead off the game for Brennan. And tell us about that at bat.
Yes, sir. He got behind early. It was a 2-0 count, and I just knew they'd been throwing me fastballs inside, so I just kind of took that away. And then he went just low fastball, and I just kind of stayed through it, stayed up the middle, and I just let the wind do the job, just put a barrel on it. And we know it's good conditions to hit tonight if you get the ball in the air.
And speaking of the wind, like when y'all were out in the field, was it messing with y'all any, or were y'all able to pretty much keep it in check?
Well, we really test ourselves in practice. We try and pick the windiest days to do pop-ups, and it's a struggle sometimes. It doesn't look pretty, but it helps us in games like this when the wind's blowing and we're able to control it and know where the ball's going to be. But, yes, sir, sometimes it's just messing with us.
Yeah, and then as we were kind of talking about, y'all were able to get that big 5-run first inning. And I know y'all, as hitters, like to do that, and makes it a lot easier on your pitchers too, doesn't it?
Yes, sir. I think it's been, I don't know how many games in a row, but we've been really good on trying to jump on the pitcher early. I think we've scored in the first inning like almost every game since the Fireman's Tournament. And we've been really good at just getting at them early and then playing good defense behind our pitcher.
All right, Dalton, Huntsville next week,
yes,
and I know y'all looking forward to another challenge.
Yes, sir, truly, yeah, we're going to have to bring it. Huntsville's going to be a good program. They're well coached. We're just going to have to bring our best every week, and we can compete with anybody.
All right, Dalton, thanks for joining us,
sir,
and good luck
you.
To you next week.
Thank you.
And let's see, has Coach made it up here yet?
Yes, sir, he's right here.
Okay.
And Drake as well.
All right. And Coach Chase Wheaton joining us now. And, Coach, how about this win tonight?
Yeah, that's huge to sweep those guys. That's a really physical ball club who returned 8 starters. And, man, great Braden Steele did an outstanding job with favorable conditions for hitters tonight with the south wind pumping out of here. And what an outstanding job by him.
And what a way to get started with that big 5-run first inning, the home runs from Dalton and Drake seem to set the tables for tonight.
You know, I've been saying this for years. It seems like they come in bunches in this district. You saw that with the 7 spot the other night and then the 5 spot right there. On the flip side of that, minimizing, you know, 1s and 2s don't beat us. That's kind of been our message to our pitching staff all year. We feel like we're an offensive ball club that can turn a game around at any moment. And holding those guys to 1 or 2 runs, and obviously the big 5 spot in the first was the difference. So, you know, credit to our hitters. An outstanding job by them being ready to go.
Yeah, and then defensively, too, there were just a couple of small miscues. But overall, some really great defensive plays. Benke out there and right, and then Mendoza, that great play over the middle there.
Yeah.
And, and I know the wind was probably playing a little bit of a factor out there for them, but Dalton was telling us, said y'all actually practice that during the week.
Yeah, no, anytime they know that it's a windy day, you know, pop-up priority is on the list on the practice plan. But great job by Drake and, you know, all of our outfielders running down some hits, but Drake had some big ones. And like you said, a couple miscues early on, but I thought our infield, middle infield, did a really good job, and Landry had some tough hops staying with them. Made some big plays, and I think there were some first pitch outs in the inning to keep Steele's pitch count down, and he did a great job keeping them off balance, throwing three pitches for a strike and commanding both sides of the plate tonight.
And Lake Creek, they kept battling throughout the game, and it seemed like Braden just never got rattled out there, that he just kept doing what he needed to do.
Yeah, you know, that's a quality ball club, and, you know, I know their record doesn't really reflect it right now. He put them through it, playing some of the best 6A teams in the state early on, but he feels good about their program. So really proud of Braden, man. That's a huge win and a huge sweep for our guys, and he was a tremendous part of it tonight.
And now next week you got two games with Huntsville coming up. What can you tell us about them?
Yeah, we've got eyes on them a couple times, and I've told our guys this all year long. I really believe that anybody on in our district is good enough to beat any other team on any given night. So, you know, I know they lost to Rutter on Tuesday night. I don't know the result tonight, but, you know, these guys, big picture wise, they've got big plans, and, you know, 4-0 is just scratching the surface. We got a lot of work to do, and they'll be ready to go on Tuesday.
All right, Coach, thanks for joining us. Congratulations on the win.
Hey, thank you, guys.
All right, and we'll be back with more of the postgame after we hear some more from our sponsors.
Are you searching for a healthier lifestyle? Living with everyday stress? Are you an injured athlete? A weekend warrior, or something in between? At Performance Health and Wellness, Dr. Reagan and her staff are ready to get you feeling your best with chiropractic care for all walks of life, aesthetic services for all skin types, and counseling services for ages 6 to 17. Make an appointment today at Performance Health and Wellness by calling 979-451-9111 or by visiting the new office at 301 East Academy Street in Brenham.
Flavor takes center stage at Wingstop, where every wing is cooked to order and tossed in bold, crave-worthy sauces. From classic lemon pepper and hickory smoked barbecue to their famous original hot, there's a flavor for every appetite. Add seasoned fries, crispy tenders, and a refreshing drink to complete the meal. Whether it's lunch with coworkers, dinner with family, or game night with friends, Wingstop delivers big taste every time. Stop in at 2642 TX36 in Brenham or order online at wingstop.com.
In the heart of Texas, where the land speaks volumes, Trailmasters Clearing and Mulching is your go-to partner to transform your property. Locally owned and operated in Brenham, Trailmasters specializes in forestry mulching, ground clearing, and underbrushing services. With professional precision, they help you restore and maintain your natural landscapes efficiently. Trailmasters is your trusted partner for a cleaner and breathtaking property. Visit TrailmastersTexas.com and visit their Facebook page today. Trailmasters Clearing and Mulching wishes all the athletes a successful baseball and softball season.
And it's a home run! Make a home run with Coaches Insurance Agency. With over 50 companies to choose from and in the business for over 20 years, they have every plan to fit your needs. From auto, home, life, health, business, trucks, and anything insurance related. Remember, you don't need to be a coach to get in the game. Call them today for their affordable prices at 979-353-2033. Coaches Insurance Agency in Brenham. Get yourself coached up. Game over.
WC Tractor, your new Holland dealer in Brenham, invites you to stop by and check out the new Holland track loaders, wheel loaders, backhoes, and mini excavators ready to tackle those tough jobs. WC Tractor is located on Highway 290 East. They are ready to take on all your new Holland equipment needs, and their trained staff is ready to help you with your parts and service needs as well. WC Tractor, your new Holland dealer in Brenham. Check it all out on the web at WCTractor.com. That's WCTractor.com.
I want to rock! All right, as we come back here, time to take a look at your final stats for tonight and for the Brenham Cubs. Brayton Steele getting the win. He went seven innings, six hits, three runs. Only two of them were earned, one walk and six strikeouts. He threw 95 pitches. 66 of those were for strikes. And then at the hitting wise, you had Dalton Hart. He was 1-for-3 with a home run and a sac fly. Owen Finke, 1-for-3 with a single and a run scored. Drake Behnke, 2-for-3 with a two-run homer and a solo homer. Ethan Oshenbeck, 0-for-2, reached on an error and drew a walk and also scored a run. Luke Hardy, 1-for-3 with a single and a run scored. Blue Sinega, 0-for-2, but did have a sack bunt. Brody Tucker, 2-for-3 with two singles and an RBI. Braden Steele, 1-for-3 with a single and also reached on an error. And then that is a look at your final stats. Cubs now on the season, 13-8-1 and now 4-0 in district. And we're going to take another break. When we come back, Tommy and I'll name our John Breeden star of the game after we hear some more from our sponsors.
Do you have a number one on your list when it comes to quality new home construction and remodeling? Tieleman Construction has been serving the community for 70 years. With such a strong history of lasting quality, make Tieleman Construction your first choice for any of your residential needs. Tieleman Construction is proud to sponsor the local area athletes and are cheering for the Cubs and Cubettes during the baseball-softball season.
It's springtime and new colors are in bloom. Benjamin Moore Paint Colors. They include colors like dark lilac, leisure green, bumblebee yellow, and more than 3,000 others to choose from. Spring is a great season to paint, and it's the perfect time to find your new favorite paint color for your home. The Paint Warehouse in Burnham, 1802 South Market Street. Follow them on Facebook at Paint Warehouse or visit their website, thepaintw.com.
Hi, I'm Abby Frank. If you're looking for a local lender that's Texas grown and customer owned, look no further. The Texas Farm Credit Brenham office, located on Highway 290 East in Brenham, specializes in flexible financing for agriculture, agribusiness, real estate, and more. We also offer insurance for crops, pasture, and livestock. Serving Washington, Austin, Lee, Lavaca, and Waller counties, we're here to support your farm operations and rural home purchases. Let our Brenham lending experts find the perfect services for your needs. Visit us today.
Double D Glass Services steps up to the plate as Brenham's trusted residential glass service provider. When broken glass throws you a curveball, they're ready to knock it out of the park. From shower doors, mirrors, tabletops, and window screens to replacement windows and stock glass, Double D Glass Services covers every position. Check out their Facebook page to see impressive before and after plays from past projects. For estimates, call David Drain at 979-830-7938. Double D Glass Services proudly supports the Cub baseball and Cubette softball teams.
So, now that the baby is coming, I guess we'll need to get life insurance?
Woodman Life.
What?
Good company. And they give back. That's what cinched it for your dad and me. Look, you need life insurance. You might as well get it from a company that does charitable works in the communities it serves.
In Brenham, your Woodman Life agents are Amanda and Russell Coring. Contact them for financial security for your family at 251-6203.
Woodman of the World Life Insurance Society of Omaha, Nebraska. Woodman Life, standing strong for generations.
All right, as we come back here, time to now name our John Breeden star of the game. And I think it was one of those young men we just heard from.
Oh, I think so, Doug. I tell you what, Drake Behnke was just really seeing the ball really well this evening. You know, came up there with Olin in the first inning, and you and I both watched it the whole way, and, you know, he got it up. He got a pitch that he wanted, and he got it. But the ball was hit well enough. I think it would have been gone anyway. The wind did definitely play a factor. And then he came up again later in the ball game and got another pitch that he really liked and drove them, that one, about in the same identical place. So, Drake Behnke, what a night. 2-for-3, 3 RBIs. He'll sleep well this evening, I guarantee on that. But anyway, Drake Behnke, our John Breeden star of the game.
And the star of the game, sponsored by John Breeden State Farm Insurance. See State Farm agent John Breeden, 2006 South Day Street in Brenham. For State Farm Good Neighbor Service, it's insurance you can trust. Back with a final wrap-up after we hear one more time from our sponsors.
Anthony Jasinski, and I have an urgent message.
I'm in
excited to introduce to you Brenham's own mattress guy. Handcrafted all new line of mattresses called Rolobed. I designed this product with comfort, quality, and cooling in mind. Rolobed wraps you in plush support for the ultimate sleep experience. Whether you prefer firm or soft, Rolobed offers you both for the price of one.
Yeehaw!
And don't forget, this is exclusively offered at Mattress Guys, located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center in Brenham, or call 836-1010 today.
Wayne and Clarence of Memorial Oaks Chapel are proud to support the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes baseball and softball teams this season. We're cheering on the Cubs and Cubettes into another successful season leading into the playoffs. We wish them a swift and safe victory this spring. Memorial Oaks Chapel is grateful to serve the families of Washington County, one family at a time. Memorial Oaks Chapel, we make it personal.
Howdy, Patrick Kenning here with your Gilmore Electric Express light bulb moment. When's the last time you checked your smoke and carbon monoxide detectors? These small devices are lifesavers, but did you know they have a lifespan? They require regular battery checks and should be completely replaced every 8 to 10 years. At Gilmore Electric Express, we can test, replace, or install detectors in code-compliant locations to make sure your home is protected. For your electrical needs, don't settle for less. Call Gilmore Electric Express at 979-77-LIGHT.
Are you looking for a new home or wanting to sell your ranch? Hody Real Estate has been active in all aspects of real estate since 1978. They're family-owned and operated in the heart of downtown Brenham with everything from residential and country homes, farms and ranches, unimproved lots, acreage, and commercial property. Visit online at HodyRE.com to see their listings or call 836-8532 and receive the professional real estate marketing and representation you deserve. Hody Real Estate, roots for the home team this baseball softball season.
Barndominiums, workshops, storage buildings, barns, even office buildings. When it comes to metal buildings in Texas, the locals know who they can trust. DDM Buildings. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Custom Metal Buildings has built a reputation for excellent customer service through 30 years of fabricating metal buildings. You can trust the experts at DDM Buildings as they guide you through the entire process from design to completion. Try their interactive design demo at ddmbuildings.com or stop by their location in Brenham or Bastrop.
Finding the right insurance agent can be tricky. You want someone who will give you good service at a good price and someone you can trust. John Breeden, your local State Farm insurance agent, is the someone you're looking for. John Breeden can get you the coverage you need with car, home, health, and life insurance from State Farm Insurance, and all at a price you can live with. See State Farm agent John Breeden at 2006 South Day in Brenham for State Farm Good Neighbor Service. State Farm Insurance. It's insurance you can trust.
All right, as we come back here one last time to Fireman's Park and another good win for the Brenham Cubs. Now off to a 4-0 start in district competition. And got two games against Huntsville next week. And going to try to see if they can bump it up to 6-0.
I tell you what, definitely we want to work in that direction. There were some great points, and we're very fortunate to get two quality baseball teams, very good, very high-quality baseball teams early in the season, and to sweep both of those teams, you couldn't ask for a better start for the Cubs. And you know what, again, and you and I talked a little bit about this, one of the key points for this Cub, the pitching, definitely the pitchers are doing an excellent job. Both Luke Hardy and Braden Steele are doing a good job throwing strikes, keeping themselves in the ball game. But I'm going to tell you what, when you got a guy like your first three hitters are Dalton Hart, Owen Finke, and Drake Behnke, I tell you what, you're going to be in a ball game real easily. But congratulations, a big win for the Cubs this evening.
And that's going to wrap it up for us tonight. I want to thank Mallory back at the studios for helping us bring this one to you. Big thank you to you, the folks at home, for tuning in. And big thank you to our sponsors who make our broadcast possible. And for all of us here at KWHI Sports, Doug and Tommy saying good night, everybody. Play ball!
This post-game show is made possible by Congenital, Performance Health and Wellness, Steelman Construction, Mattress Guys, Gilmore Electric Express, Woodman Life, The Paint Warehouse, John Breeden with State Farm, Royal Oaks Chapel, Baltic Construction, Texas Farm Credit, Waterberg & Brenham, Cody Real Estate, Hales Master Cleaning & Mulching, WC Tractor, Brazos Valley School Credit Union, Double D Glass Service, Wingstop, Coaches Insurance, PDM Pipe & Steel, and TNA Services. This has been a presentation of Cougar Tie Sports.